Blog Talk Radio.
Friday episode of Carol's Corner. Well, today I'm no story, y'all. Excuse me. And will I have a voice today? Goodness gracious. We will discuss the PGA Championship at Oak Hill East. It's currently going on. We're going to discuss the leaderboard. We're going to discuss the lightweight championship match between Devin Haney and Vasily Lomachenko. Oh, my good. Lomachenko! I said it right. Also, the female, the females junior welterweight championship between Chantel Carmen and Katie Taylor. You know how I feel about that. But
right now,
I ain't going to lie. They just like got me intrigued. These females kind of got me intrigued. And I think for the first time, I'm going to watch female boxing without any, what is it called? Male chauvinist opinion. Did I say that? Yeah. Without any male chauvinist opinion, I'm just going to enjoy the fight for what it is. All right. We're also going to. Yeah, you know, I'm maturing. I'm getting there. We're also going to take a look at the two game ones between Miami and the Celtics in the East and the Lakers versus the Denver Nuggets in the West. I'm going to tell you this, Trees. I'm mad at the NBA. I've been late to work almost every day this week because I'm trying to stay up and watch these games, man. They've been so good. You know what I mean? I got to stay here and watch the whole thing. And tonight, I know I'm going to be up late again. I tried to take a nap, but Reese fried some chicken yesterday. Some beef rice-a-roni and... You know, beef rice-a-roni is my favorite all time. So, yeah, I was into that. Has anything you guys seen from these two game ones changed your opinion on who will win each series? Has anything you've seen changed your opinion? Sorry. We're going to take another look at the most interesting NFL games after the schedule release. And big news. We have teams joining up.
Your phone is going out, bro.
Yeah, I'm you know me, multitasking or multi messing up is what I do. Is it going on now?
No.
Is it going on? You know, because I be trying to text people, and I know I be trying. It's not proper English, everyone. I try to text people, even though I feel you don't need a reminder. You know when Kale's Corner is on. But, hey,
right.
I try to text individuals just because sometimes people tell me, I'm glad you text because I was doing this or that and the other. So, anyway, yeah, we're going to talk about those things, the most interesting games. And I'm sorry, to me, it's still Washington and Dallas on Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving meal. Maybe y'all should eat Wednesday night, Trees. You think so? Yeah, I'm going to suggest that to my brother. Eat Wednesday.
There you go.
Thursday, he's going to be sick as a dog. Sick as a dog. As they say, sick as a dog. All right, you can join Lady T and the Online Corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner. Also, you can join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in-studio family at 563-999-3782. Tell me what you feel about this, Latrice. Kale's Corner. A different kind of sports experience. Now, I like that one, too. I mean, not as much as keeping it real as our only real, but, hey, it's a different kind of sports
switch
experience.
Switch it up.
For real. And,
you can go between
the two. You got to switch it up, you know. You know, what Eddie Murphy said back in the day, you want a rich every now and then. You like saltines, and they good to eat, but you want a rich every now and then, so... Y'all, if you like it, let us know. Y'all can, like I said, go online with Lady T and type in there. If you have a quote that you want read, then, you know, go through Lady T. Lady T will make sure, trust, that I get it, and we'll mull over it and see what it do. Y'all talk about. All right. So that is today's lineup. We're going to jump right in. I think I want to hear a little bit more BGs, man. That's staying alive. Was you dancing?
I was.
I know you was, man.
I was. And I got my Kale's Corner shirt on.
Tree showing y'all up, man. We have told y'all. We have asked y'all. We have big. Well, we ain't big. But we made a request. That you guys, if you have the shirt, put it on, take a picture, post it. That's all we're asking. Picture, post,
yep.
Put it on. That's it. That's it. That's all. So we can give y'all love, too. See how that shirt looks on all of y'all. I saw Reese yesterday. Reese was off work yesterday. And when I came in here, I looked at her shirt. I said, oh, that's how you feel? She was like, what? I was like, you just going to rock the Kale's Corner shirt just like that on an off day, huh? She was like, this is my shirt, and I wear it when I want to. I
Uh-oh.
Said, yeah,
Uh-oh.
Do your thing, boo. Do your thing. My arm's too short to box with Reese. I'm trying to tell you. Here we
okay.
go, y'all. Stay alive. Own the rights to the music, but the boogie is ours. Boogie. Yeah. Hey, Trish, you can't do nothing but the John Travolta to this song. You know what I mean? I'm sitting here bobbing my head, shaking my little body and everything. The next thing I know, not even intentionally, I'm pointing one finger up, back down, up, back down, up, back. I'm doing the John Travolta. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, but that's how I go. All right, y'all. The PGA Golf Championship being played as we speak in Oak Hill. The top five on the leaderboard, Bryson DeChambeau under, Scottie Scheffler, oh, I'm sorry, the American Bryson DeChambeau is four under, holding down the number one spot. Number two, American Scottie Scheffler at negative three. Tied at number two, Corey Connors from Canada at three. And we got three people tied at two, Corey Connors and Sepp Straka. Okay. Ryan Fox is tied at five at two under. Victor Hovland tied at two on under. Keegan Bradley tied at two under. And Thomas Peters, two under. Listen, I don't know what maybe it's because it's a Rolex-sponsored event. And Rolex, man, they get jiggy with their commercials, if you know what I mean. They like, you don't see a whole lot of Rolex advertisement. Because let's be honest, Rolex doesn't really have to over advertise to get people into their product. But I love the golf matches when they're sponsored by Rolex. I love seeing that Rolex leaderboard, the Rolex time clock at the holes, and everything. It's real. It kind of warms me up. And let me know, we've made it through the spring, the summer is coming, and we're having our last champion, PGA championship, in the spring or May, if I will, you know. Well, Therese, who do you like in this whole championship? Nope. Why you say no, John? Why you say no, man?
Listen, man. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be totally honest, and that's what we do here at Kittle's Corner. We are a honest sports talk show. I have not been keeping up with the golf. Baseball is on, and I'm trying to focus on that. I'm trying to see why my team is in the slump. I'm trying to figure them out. I got my Jimmy Buckets. He down to the last 14, you know. Mm. So I'm so focused on so much other stuff, and I know golf is great right now because they're coming down to the wire as well. But that's not where my focus is at right now. So it's up in the air for me with golf. Like, I'm lost.
Well,
I'm honestly going to say I'm lost.
The one thing I love about golf is the biggest names, if they're scratched or they're not playing, participating,
mm-hmm.
we'll know. We'll know because they'll announce it before the match even starts. So that's one thing. Yes, before the tournament starts.
Okay.
Yes, the championship starts. Yes. They'll announce who's not in. Like we know Tiger's not in because they announced that Tiger's not playing. Even though we saw his I don't want to say lackluster attempt
at the Masters.
I don't want to say it was a lackluster attempt. The man is hurt, and we can all see that. So we pretty much knew that he wouldn't be participating in this championship, this PGA championship.
Okay.
But it's still some good names out here that are doing their thing. So, you know, I wouldn't have picked Bryson DeChambeau to be leading, but I did have Keegan Bradley, who's in the top five right now, and oh my goodness, Sam Burris is tied for 10th. I thought he would be a iron wise. Harold Vaughn is even, but that's not bad though. Tree,
what I'm saying. They should be up a little bit further for me. Like if I was watching it, I would be worried for them right now. If I was really, really paying attention and you know all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But
right, I can understand.
Be definitely worried.
I can understand. Right. Let's go to the phone. Lou, who are you worried about, Lou? What's happening? Before you come in, Lou, everybody, if you get a chance, go on Kale's Corner. Lou posted the information about his show there on Kale's Corner. So if you want to try to keep up and support the brother, that's how you can do it. All right, Lou, your floor, Lou.
All right. Well, when you say concern, I mean, I don't know if I call it a concern, but, you know, I know we got the PGA Championship right now. Of course, Scheffler looks to be, I'm a Scheffler fan, so, you know, I'm hoping he pulls out of it. Right now with the basketball matchups, I got to give Miami credit, though, even though they expected them to go far. I did not expect them to beat the Yucks, I mean the Bucks, but I don't think they have enough to win this series.
Oh, Lou,
series.
Lou, I mean, Lou, hold on. We're just talking golf. Yeah, we're just talking golf right now.
Just golf. Well, it's only to start the first round, so anything can happen because, you know, players that take the lead in the first round, you know, don't usually always hold up. So it's anybody's race now, but I'm going to go with Scheffler.
Okay. That's what's up.
But doesn't mean you're gonna hold on to the lead after that. Remember,
right.
They're very capable of faltering. Yeah, I'm not worried about Woods because I knew about it. Remember, he has a condition that you know is gonna prevent him from playing. You know, in this tournament. I think we've seen the last really of his, you know, dominance. You know, with as far as majors go and whatnot. You know. I kind of felt bad for him, but, you know, he has done so much for the game of golf, and I will give him credit for that.
Okay. I can dig it.
Well, I disagree because I think Tiger will show us amazing again when he actually hits the senior tour, and he doesn't have to put as much stress and strain on his body. So
yeah.
I only disagree with that point, but yeah, Scheffler is a good person to put your eggs in that basket. All right, let's go to Huckleberry.
What's up, Kale's Corner family?
What's going on?
Hey, not much. How you doing? I'm still rooting for Rom to make a move. That's the guy I've been putting everything in his basket since Tiger's not out there. I would like to see him make a move up, but DeChambeau is playing pretty good right now. That's a good pick right there, Kale. I would go with him too. Mm-hmm. And Scheffler is playing good, but like Lou said, this is the first round. You know, we get to see what happens as the days goes on. But I'm gonna go with Rom, see if he can pull something out.
Okay.
Rom's not a bad pick. Rom isn't a bad pick. And he's Rom is what I classify as a sneaky golfer. You know, look up.
How do you think?
Yes, you'll look up. And he's in the, you will look up and he's all of a sudden in the leaderboard. Now,
okay.
the thing that makes Rom so successful or so sneaky is that he's playing steady golf and everybody else is falling back. You know what I mean? Everybody else is falling off, what I'll say. And he's doing his thing. So, you know, Rom is a guy that you have to watch. Yeah, I agree with him 100% on that one. All right, let's just Marcus.
Yeah, bro.
Okay. Okay. Marcus, you guys, man,
yeah,
you know what?
Bro.
I'm gonna tell all y'all.
Bro, this is my main number, bro. This is no.
I know, Marcus. But you send me stuff on so
number.
Many. You send me stuff on so many numbers, bro. That I, you know, charge it to my head, man. Not my heart, man. Not my heart, man.
Okay.
I know you got a good heart, Kel. Among all things, I was just going to tease you, man. I tease you privately later, bro.
Go ahead, Bama. you got anything you want to say
about golf?
Yeah,
man. If my man Tiger Wu ain't playing, I ain't watching.
Oh, come on, come on. But,
oh,
you know, come on, there was a time when I felt that way, but I'll admit, watching Tiger play, I had no choice but to watch everybody else in the field. And that developed an interest. That developed an interest to Roy McIlroy for me, because before Tiger, no one could tell me who Roy was, and I would know. But I know because I've watched him compete or play in the same tournaments that Tiger has played at. So, nobody caught your attention. Nobody other than Tiger made you say, "Okay, you know what? I'll watch this."
Right.
If Tiger Wu ain't playing, I ain't watching. Simple as that.
You are
Tiger Wu. I'm all for Tiger Wu.
I know
I'm
that's right.
I'm with you. I was there.
Now,
I was there. That,
now, if one of your juniors, if one of our kids start playing or somebody else like that, then I start watching too.
Charlie's about to start playing, Marcus.
Tiger's son.
I did see that. Absolutely. And I'll be front row and center.
He's not playing this PGA. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's cool. I respect the honesty.
You know how I feel about non-contact sports, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know how I feel about
that. Not the big word. You feel some type of way about non-contact sports, bro?
I mean, I'm trying to be nice. Look, we got Lou on the call. We got 57 on the call. I'm trying to be polite about certain things. I wasn't going to say baseball, but, you know, I'm trying to be polite.
Hey, bro. Baseball is contact sport.
You're right. It sure
baseball
is when you're still in base. I told you that's the most exciting part about that joint to me when somebody's still in the base and coming in for home and he can truck everybody
right.
on the plate.
Can
knock them. Yeah, I like that. That's the most exciting part to me.
Oh, you
that's
like violence.
One of my catches got messed up like that. They put a rule in place just because my catcher got messed up like that, the Buster Posey rule.
Yep.
See, that's what I'm saying. You make it boringer. That's what I'm saying. Nah,
boringer.
Nah,
boringer.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, my. Oh my goodness, that man said he wants contact. Get like I say, man, the right hit and the right runner coming home, you gonna get that contact. Trust.
Oh yes,
trust.
Sir. Long,
yes, sir. And they come in cleat first. They come in cleat first into that home plate.
Yeah.
So,
Until in golf, we able to just take one of the drivers and crack somebody across the head.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I'm good with it.
You mean like hockey?
I did not like where that comment was going from the beginning. You just said, take the driver, the biggest and heaviest club there is, and crack somebody over. That's assault, man. You caught, they not going to finish golf. Them people going to jail as soon as they do that.
Well, they club come down.
They assault people in hockey. It's a part of the sport. We assault people in football as a part of the sport.
They just fight. They don't hit each other with the club.
Man, they hit you with the stick.
Hold on. The two sports that you just named, they have on pads. They're wearing equipment. In golf, you ain't wearing nothing. But the Nike shirt or whoever is.
Tight-ass shorts.
No, Marcus.
You take about, yeah. We're gonna let Marcus.
Let
you on the timeout, man. You on the timeout for that, Marcus. Just for thinking of hitting somebody with it. Well, you know the damage that would cause, man.
Yeah.
Boy, they would have to start having an ambulance. They would have to start having an ambulance on the field for Marcus tournament. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't just let guys walk around and hit the ball and the excitement of the crowd and all that. And I do believe because we as a country are a violent country, I do believe some people would be interested in that. I'm pretty sure there'd be folks that's interested in it. But if I'm playing in that championship match, I'm more interested in hitting people upside the head than playing golf. So now we just taking the sport out of the equation altogether.
Exactly. You're playing a whole new sport.
Yeah, you can't concentrate on wind, velocity, distance, location, and not getting hit in the head. That stuff, you ask a little too much, man.
Look how fun that sounds.
Yeah.
The last part. Look how fun that sounds.
It sounds like the
dude from the Drives commercial all the way up into the park where you said, watch out for getting hit by a club. That was when it got exciting.
Hey, Marcus,
agony of defeat.
Marcus,
is some guy getting robbed at the ATM machine?
Exactly. He's on timeout.
What part of D.C. did you grow up in, Marcus? What part of D.C. was it again? Southeast or Northeast?
All over. Oh. But I was living in both of them, Southeast and Northeast, baby. I'm a Southeast baby.
Well, you can take the Southeast and Northeast out of person, but you can take a person out of Southeast and Northeast, but you can't take the Southeast Northeast out of that person. That's where I'm at. That's where I was going with that.
No, you can't.
Goodness gracious. Marcus said, hit him with the club, cross the head. Come on in here, Tang.
I'm going to mute myself.
Save us, Tang. Marcus in timeout.
Hey, Corner Family. Hey, Big Bro. Hey, Lady T. Lou, 57. Hey, Marcus, you've been killing me, Mo. You made golf exciting. You trying to give out 75 stitches to somebody that's in front of you. But look, that's all I got because I'm worse than Marcus. Now, I don't want all that to go on in it. I don't want all that to go on, but I never even watched I never even watched Tiger Woods play, y'all. So y'all gonna really laugh at
for
me.
Real?
I don't look at
for
golf.
Real.
No, for real. I'm not going
to. It was hard enough to get him to do baseball. One at a time, bro.
I need that card, bro.
You mean to tell me you watch Dak Prescott, but you ain't watch Tiger Woods?
Good one, Marcus.
I'm going to tell you, it's one part of the Dallas game that Dr. Goyle said that real Marcus reminded me of this. When Dak Prescott be warming up before the game, and he's doing a little hip toss. I love that joint. That joint is 20 years a month to watch him go through. And then don't do it one time in during the game. He does not do that one time in any game.
You can't do that during the game, big boy. That's just loosening yourself up, man.
Your waist up.
If he tried that in the game, everybody, the commentators and everybody going to fall out if he do that in the game. I'm going
to
be mad.
He need to do it in the locker room, man. He need to do that in the locker room. No more when the camera
but
is
on. But
he
didn't get his money until he started doing that.
We should all go to our jobs and ask for raises and do that. You are fired. They already on my back for wearing the full face mask on cold days. So I know if I come in that zone hip flexing, it's gonna be a problem. It's gonna be a problem.
I'm gonna hip flex right in here. See if I get a raise. I'm gonna hip flex right in here because I ain't got nowhere to go. So
I'm sure you're gonna get a raise, sis.
How you feeling? First of all, how you doing?
Yeah.
I'm coming home.
Listen, big boy, we so glad to hear your voice.
Great to hear your voice.
We
man.
Are so glad to hear your voice.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that.
Oh, Lord. Kale crying
yes,
again, y'all. We got you back, Kale.
Hey, them happy tears right there. Let them roll. Ain't nothing wrong with crying. Don't listen to them Bammers. Ain't nothing wrong with crying.
He's going to cry anyway. He's going to cry anyway. He okay?
Yeah, I don't care. I do what the body calls for when the body calls for it. You hear me? I be saying to a guy like, why you ain't cry when your brother got on the phone? I'll be like, I'm sorry, go to hell. You can't come in here. you had too many emotions I gave you. But, big boy, I know you're not really into the golf like that, but hold on. Are you like Marcus? No Tiger Woods? You ain't watching?
No. Well, I watch golf, tennis, baseball. All that. I watch it. There ain't nothing else on TV.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
It's on TV.
There ain't nothing else on.
Yeah, man. We got a good game morning. I got to wait for the golf and tennis and all that. But,
right.
As far as the virus, nah. We don't need a pair of masks out there ever clean.
If Mark is there this way, we're gonna need medics, paramedics, everybody out there. EMT, everybody. Ooh, Martha said Cracker Bama over the head with the dry.
Over the head. Yeah.
Not the butter.
Hey,
not
hey,
the three
you know
iron.
What's crazy, big boy? It's big boy. That's crazy, man, because he mentioned tennis. I love tennis. That joint, I love me some tennis. But you know how fun tennis will be if the actual center umpire that sit up in the chair had to dodge a racket coming at them? If you could throw that racket at the judge, you know how fun it will make that sport? Man,
yeah.
we would never miss a tennis game.
Didn't John McEnroe throw his racket?
I was getting ready
to
say, I think
time?
It happened in the 80s. That's what I was going to say, Big Rapper.
It
happened
time.
In the 80s.
Whenever the umpire made a bad call, if they made a bad call and they had to dodge 50 tennis balls being flogged at them, thrown at them.
50.
Yeah, that's,
he said,
that would be great,
he
bro.
Said 50, y'all.
He said 50
great.
Tennis balls, y'all.
50. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That means you ain't even trying to win the game. You just trying to hit the ref.
Right.
But think about all sports. The refs don't get accountability. There ain't no accountability for that. They just say they start. My bad. They cause whole games, mess up,
at the
all
end of
kinds
the game.
Of stuff. What if they made a bad call and they had the answers to getting hit by a basketball or football upside their head? I bet you they won't make a whole mistake.
And guess what, Marcus? We don't even know if they really the ones saying it. Somebody could just be writing that for them, man. Just going in right in there. I'm sorry for making that call. You don't hear them verbally say it. It's just a phrase they put up on.
Hey, Marcus, please don't get conspiracy brother started.
You talking about Shane?
Shane. Hey, please don't get him started.
Hey, but no, that's
true. Or you ain't going to even like sports no more, man. You're going to be like, it's all fixed.
When I think about it, I've never heard a referee come out and verbally say that he made a mistake, that was wrong. I've always seen it in a written statement form, and somebody else was reading it. It's never been the referee. Yeah. Even when in football, when they make a bad call and they send a letter to the team apologizing for the mistake, it's like, I don't need this letter. You know what I mean? I want you to come forward and admit you're wrong. But, I mean, that would open a whole new can of worms with sports. And now the way betting has grown to the masses like it has, you know, the referees, they would be safe nowhere. They would be safe.
Yeah.
Nowhere. You go to the grocery store, you talking about basketballs being thrown at you. Imagine somebody throwing a can of Boston baked beans at you because of the mistake you made during their game. Yeah.
Since you
started,
Marcus, we throwing baked beans at people now.
It's called accountability. They will be held accountable.
Why?
It's called accountability. They wouldn't just be so frivolous to call random calls like they do. They mess up whole games, bruh. They mess up whole games with their stuff, man. It literally destroys the momentum. I know we got off the topic. My bad, bro. I'm known for doing it. That's why I'm going to start shutting up. I'm sorry. I'm going to mute myself sometimes. But, man, hey, but honestly, bro, when you really, really think about it, when you really, really think about it, it's consistent. It's consistent.
Yeah.
If they had to answer to all of us throwing rocks at them, the crowd, you pick a member out of the crowd to throw a rock at their head, I bet you they won't make no mistake. Okay.
But you just mentioned it though, Marcus. The officials don't have to answer to anybody. Nobody can, in any sport, you can't criticize the officials. You're going to get fined.
That's it.
You can't.
You're going to get
fined. Yeah. In any sport.
You might as well give them a part
of
your chest.
The way that you just explained was the reality, Marcus, when Washington played the Giants and them Bammers swallowed their whistles on that end zone pass interference, they would have been trying to hold me in the stands. My hands would have been raised. I want to throw the rock. Let me throw. And it's only going to have to be one.
Exactly.
It's only going to have to be one.
Did y'all see the interview with Giannis? Wanted to say something about the ref. He said, how much is it? How much is the fine? How much is the fine? Like he was asking somebody how much the fine. And they were telling him like $20,000, $15,000. He said, never mind. I got Pampers to buy. I ain't gonna say nothing.
Oh, boy. But he said a lot. He didn't say nothing, but he said a lot.
Yep.
All right, y'all. That's great. Yep. So we got today was round one. We got round two tomorrow, round two.
Yeah.
And round four on Monday. So, we're going to be filled up with golf this weekend. And hopefully DeChambeau, because I want to see – I don't care. I want to see an American this Oak Hill PGA championship. I want to see America do it. I'm sick and tired of them Bammers coming to our country and winning our tournament. So go America. All right.
Okay.
All right, I had to get that off. Real quick, we're going to take a quick. We come back, lightweight and junior this weekend. Right up your ass. We'll be right back.
Yeah, by the man in freezing, full of facts.
You ready, Ron?
I'm ready.
You ready, Jill?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down.
Girl, I must warn you. I've been something strange in my mind.
Yeah.
Yo.
Situation is
funny.
Let's kill it because we're running out of time.
Tell them, Rick.
You're all so
beautiful.
Relationships they seem from the
All right, y'all. We have Haney versus Lomachenko. Hey, I'm so psyched that I'm pronouncing that name right, y'all. I just don't. I pat myself on the back. Yeah. For the lightweight championship, Haney is coming in with a record 29-0-0, and Lomachenko is coming in with a record of 17-2. We have the women fighters, Chantel Cameron versus Katie Taylor. Taylor is coming in with an undefeated record of 22-0-0. Cameron is coming in with an undefeated record of 17-0-0. And that part right there, y'all, is what has me wanting to watch these women. I want to see who is going to fight the hardest to remain undefeated. Lomachenko has already lost twice, and to be honest, I think Haney is just going to demolish him. I really do. But the women fighting, I really don't know. We got 22-0 going against 17-0. That's going to be a fight worth watching to me. To
yeah.
Me. Please, what do you say? I know you with the ladies fighting.
Yeah, I want to see some fighting. I don't want to see no cat stuff. I want to see some real boxing, like, you know, ball your fists up, hit in the punch in the face and all that. Don't be pushing and shoving and all the wrestling and all. I ain't got time for that. I will be turning if I see that. I will be turning. But I just want to see some really good boxing from these ladies. Yeah, and I want to see the Devin Haney fight as well, because I think Devin Haney is going to tear this boy up. So I'm going to be glued to my TV. I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to be glued to the TV.
Yes, yes. And look, you know how they have the fighter's photo before the fight? Lomachenko looked like he's a little indecisive already. Haney just looked like, man, bring him on, dog. Bring him on.
Bring it, yeah.
And Cameron looked like she's a little more determined, and Taylor looked like I'm saving mine till the actual event, you know?
Right.
I don't know. For lack of a better term, I ain't trying to be corny, y'all, but Cameron got the eye of the tiger, man. Out of these two ladies in this picture, Cameron looks like she's coming for business, and she ain't playing around. So I really want to see that. And I'm like Therese, too. I want to see if they're really going to fight. We know it can't be a normal girl fight where they just swing your ass, because they're going to have on gloves. So they pretty much have to box. They pretty much have to box. Marcus, I'm going to give you the first word on this one, Marcus.
Yes, sir. Which one? You want me to talk about Lomachenko first?
Either one you feel.
All right, so this is basically we always see this. This is a what we call a torch passing fight.
Yeah.
Between Devin Haney and Lomachenko. The difference is Lomachenko's already lost twice. Lomachenko is going to be in pretty good shape for this fight, though, because he would like an upset, but Lomachenko's on his way out the game. Devin Haney has truly, I have to be honest,
go ahead, Marcus.
Hey, I'm shocked by Devin Haney. Devin Haney surprised me. I never liked Devin Haney, y'all. Never. You know, I never really liked his style. And
Marcus,
what kind of style?
It is.
You got to get somewhere. Is everybody still here?
So you can hear, can y'all?
I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I hear.
Hey. Okay.
So what I was saying was I never liked his style in the beginning. His style was very, like, carbon copy, trying to copy Mayweather's style before he actually had the coaching. So, but now, since he's been working with Mayweather's father for a while. It's been a few years. And his development has gotten really, really good. You know, I've seen his last couple fights, I've seen him do things that he wouldn't have done in the past. His distance, him being able to counter effectively, him being able to take a shot, because he took some shots in his last fight. But like I said, I've never been a Haney fan, ever. Like, people be screaming about Haney. I've never been a Haney fan. But he's looking better. Lomachenko, aesthetically, young Lomachenko will beat the brakes off of Haney. I don't know what this fight is going to bring about, but I do think it's a torch-passing fight. That's what it is. So, and I believe Devin Haney is going to be passed the torch. That's my belief.
Online is saying
hello.
I'm sorry, Gerald. Online is saying Devin Haney is a beast. Devin Haney is a beast, and Mayweather can't train him. Everyone keeps hating on my man Devin Haney. He don't know why.
So Mayweather's dad actually trained him.
That's
like
what he said.
And it's. So even though the camps are the same, you know how Mayweather and his dad do. So if y'all know anything about the rivalry between him and his dad. So even though it's an entity inside of an entity, that's what it is. And I'm not, trust me, I'm not hating on Devin Haney. You know what I'm saying? I just have an eye for things. And Devin Haney has a ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like Adrian Broner. Adrian Broner was supposed to be the new Mayweather. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he sabotaged himself. Like it was like he took some crazy pills, and then everything went out the window.
Nah, it wasn't that. He has a ceiling. He don't have what Mayweather has.
But it was
you follow what I'm saying?
That. Like I do follow what you're saying.
Explain
but
that.
It was like. It was like he was gone before the ceiling even came there. Like he was talking crazy, eating hamburgers, talking about all this crazy, you know, out the side of his face for real. Like
when I say ceiling, I mean mental. I mean like his ability.
Yeah.
I mean his ability in the ring.
I got you.
That's what I mean.
I agree.
I'm sorry. I should have been more specific.
No, I agree with that 100% because he was already acting a fool before. Like I think his skill set were there, but his mind just didn't the two didn't add up. Like his mind didn't go coincide with what his hands was wanted to do. So it was like he was fighting with himself most of the time. He's fighting with himself.
You know what I think because I think Tree said, you know, this Bama more interested in eating burgers and drawing publicity to unlike all the other boxers. Other boxers, they in the gym, they hitting the speed bag and
your phone breaking up, bro.
Like it seemed like it just wasn't coming at the sport a seriousness. I'll say it seemed like he felt as though I can clown and get notoriety by clowning and winning. You know, that's what
Gerald
is
saying. Gerald is saying he couldn't get the street out of him and stick to the business at hand. Like he just wanted to be street.
Yeah, a lot of fighters fall to that, and that's because they don't. And I had this conversation. I've had this conversation with many people. You know, because this isn't people don't see more than one person in the ring. They don't see it as a team sport. It's just one fighter. So we only hear this fighter, that fighter. We only hear just about the fighter, but this is a team sport. It's all about your camp. It's all about your trainers, you know, the people who you're able to listen to. Mike Tyson was a literal animal. He was an animal. And the only person that had his ear was Customato. And when Customato died, that person that could get that animal out of him, it all went out. Yeah, it went out. It all went out the window. You know, it went left.
Customato was. I'm sorry, Mark. Let me just add this real quick with that. Customato was the only one that approached Mike as he did. He took him in his home. He showed an interest in the things that Mike was interested in. And let's be honest, he swept a lot of Mike's mistakes under the rug. So it was like Mike wanted to do good for Cuz because Cuz had did so much and meant so much to him. If y'all follow what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I agree.
Can I say something about Brona before we pass on? I kind of agree with something that I think Brawner had when he was first coming up. He had the skills because of the camp he came out of, and it looked like that he was going to be the heir apparent. But when he lost that first fight, I can't remember who it was. When he lost that first fight, then he came back, he lost another fight. Then he began to see that he didn't have the skills to match the people he was moving up to fight or to match the talk that he was putting out there. So it looked like he came up with a gimmick to get people to come to the stadium, you know. But I never thought Bronner was the heir apparent or he was going to take over Mayweather's spot, which they thought when he first came out.
Right. Okay.
You're right. You're 100% accurate, 57. 100.
Go ahead, finish your comment, Marcus.
I don't remember, man, but that was a good comment. That's a good comment that he said, man. 100%. Real.
Okay.
Because I could talk about this boxing stuff all day. I go in depth, man. But the point he's making about these fighters and their ability. That's why I said about Devin Haney. Devin Haney has surprised me because I thought his ceiling would have came already. You know what I'm saying? But he's showing that he can be developed. He can develop into a better fighter and add more things to his arsenal. You know, it's just like playing a sport or playing a team. You don't play each team the same way each time. You see what I'm saying? It changes each time. You know, and with boxing, you have to show your abilities once you get in the upper fights. You know, when you're not fighting tomato cans no more and they're not just building your record, they're not just boosting your record, you're fighting real fighters. These fighters have special abilities that you have to learn how to counter and master, you know. Uh-huh. And once you reach a ceiling, you can't master. You know what I mean? And you show, I can't be coached. I just can't be coached in or out of me. You know what I'm saying? So that's it. That was my point.
Catch.
Good point.
Can't be coached. Yeah, can't be coached in or out of me. That's a mouthful. That is a mouthful because we've seen plenty of fighters who in the beginning we said, oh, he's going to be nice. Oh, he's going to be good. And then like Marcus said, he stopped fighting the cans of tomato soup. And once he get to that hearty meal, he just can't sustain. He doesn't have the weaponry in his arsenal to maintain. So, yeah, and I think that describes Bronner perfectly, serious. I think that describes him perfectly. And I also think Floyd knew that. I think Floyd saw that before the rest of the world did. But we saw Floyd starting to sort of distance himself from Bronner, slowly but surely. And I can recall even seeing Bronner on TV and saying, where's Floyd at? Why Floyd not with him? Well, it's because Floyd saw exactly what we're talking about right now. Dude don't have it. Dude ain't got it. And I'm not going to, I'm not going to attach my winning record and winning name to this dude who I know is going to get knocked out sooner or later. So, yeah.
But he came out and Gronda came out and apologized to them, like Tank Davis and Mayweather, because he was like, they was had a little beef or whatever, and he explained everything that we're talking about right now. He explained it and said that this is what the reason was, and that he was sorry, and
yes,
you know, that he didn't live up to the standards that everybody thought he could and all that. Like, he really came out and said that. Like, everything that we're saying right now, he came out and said that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he still made millions under that banner. He still made a lot of money.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Definitely.
Y'all know when he went down? You know when he went down, y'all? Yeah, if y'all remember, the last fight he won, big, he was like, I'm the can man. Anybody can get it. You could be Mexican, African, any can. Remember when he said that?
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, that's after that, he ain't win another fight after that. He got his butt whooped after that. Because he disrespected too many. Just in that statement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel you in that. All right, y'all. Good.
Did he lose to Zev Judah?
Did they fought Zev? He fought Zev. If he fought Zev, he beat Zev.
Okay.
If he fought Zev, he beat Zev. That's for sure. That means Zev came out of retirement.
Exactly. Yeah. He worth about $9 million. So he
okay.
Yeah. I wish I could say I'm working now. Yeah.
Oh,
I,
man.
After I hit this Powerball and this Mega Million this weekend, yeah, talk about boy gonna be working.
Okay.
All right.
Yes,
all right, y'all. Great boxing conversation. When we come back, we're going to talk this NBA, y'all, the game ones of this conference finals. Man, oh, man. 563-999-3782. Big boy, it's your jump, man.
Oh. Check it out.
Yeah.
In the place with style and grace, allow me to lace the lyrical douches in your bushes. Who rock grooves and make moves with all the mommies? The back of the club, sipping my witness where you find me.
What?
The back of the club, Mac and Raw, my crew's behind me. Mad question asking, nothing passing, music lasting. But I just can't quit because one of these honeys Biggie got to creep with, sleep with, keep the F a secret. Why not? Why not?
Why blow up my spot? Because we both got hot. Check it. Biggie, rest in peace, Biggie Smalls. Man. Hey, Tree, I said it at the beginning of the show, but I'm going to say it again. I am in an uproar with the NBA. These games are killing me, young. And look, I usually normally go to bed at like 9, maybe 10 o'clock anyway, especially during the week. But it's being up and being excited at the same time that's killing me in the morning. You know?
Yeah.
Yes, man. I'm sitting on the edge of the bed in the morning like, damn, man. Wasn't it just 10? 11 o'clock? Man, goodness gracious. But I'm talking about Miami and Boston last night, and Denver and the Lakers. Was it Monday night? Yeah, Monday night, because they play again tonight. Boston, we have a problem. I'm serious. You guys have a problem because Jimmy Butler, and I know that that magic we saw last night won't last for the whole series. I know it's going to be a series a game or two where he's not playing as spectacular as he was last night, but that dude was on a mission last night. When they said, the announcer said, Jimmy Butler is not really a three-point shooter. He shot the three, y'all. That ball proceeded to hit every inch of the rim, fly up in the air, and go directly down in the basket for 3 points. I said, goodness gracious. Then I was watching Inside the NBA with Kenny, Shaq, and Charles, and I forgot the other guy's name. But anyway, and Kenny showed an illustration when Jimmy Butler shot the ball, missed, got
Ernie.
The rebound. Ernie, that's his name. Ernie, thank Cole. Got the rebound, passed it, then the ball was passed back to him, and he shot that three. I mean, if y'all really think about it, that's two, three possessions in one offensive rebound. And Boston was just like, I don't know if it was just me, but Boston looked as though they were asleep most
out of
game. They look like, yeah, completely out of sync. And everyone is like, how can Tatum score 51 points in the game seven and come out in this game and lay an egg? Now, Tatum's egg is high scoring for anyone else. But I can understand what they were saying. I believe he had 24, 30 points, something like that. So I'm not going to blame Tatum outside of only shooting the ball four times in the fourth quarter and the three back-to-back-to-back turnovers that he had in the fourth to give Miami an increase on their lead. Where was Brown? Where was Smart? You know, where was White? All these other guys that fill in and fill roles. If Tatum is not in, and why are you guys missing like it? I mean, Boston just looked completely out of sync to me last night. To me, they looked completely out of sync. Denver and the Lakers. Denver team won the first three quarters in my book. They won the first three quarters in my book. When Darvin made that lineup change and put Roy Hachimura in on Jokic, it made a difference. It made a difference, and the Lakers made it somewhat a game. Now, they still lost 132-126, but they can at least approach game two with some hope, with a blueprint of how we may be able to solve this Denver riddle. Boston, I don't know what they are taking from game one. I really don't. Because I saw a team last night that looked rejected and like they just weren't playing in the finals. They played like it was a regular season game to me. Therese, what did you see, Therese?
In the Boston Celtics versus the Miami Heat, the first quarter, Boston won. The second quarter, Boston won. It was that third quarter that made all the difference in the game. Because even the fourth quarter, Boston won, right? So it looked like Boston should have won this game. But in the third quarter, Boston was what? They only scored 25 points. Miami scored almost 50 points in that game. They scored 46 points.
So that made the whole difference in the game to me. Like if Boston, they did look a little sluggish out there, but they should have won this game because they won three quarters.
Mm-hmm.
One quarter got away from them, which was the third quarter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if they could do a repeat of what they did last night, but not let the third quarter get away from them, as like they did Monday's game. If they can do that, then they can win. But Jimmy Butler, everybody keeps saying they don't know if he can have these kind of games. He can do this. He's been doing it this whole playoff. Like, I don't know when it's going to run out. I don't know when his engine is going to shut down, but it doesn't look like it's going to shut down no time soon. Because he see the chip, like, it's right there. Like, it's right there for it's in arm reach for him. So I don't know if it's going to slow down anytime soon for him. He just needs the rest of his team to get on his level. If Jimmy Butler can get the rest of his team on his level, playing on his level, then he won't have to exercise so much energy. But he's going to have to keep up the same energy that he has throughout the rest of these playoffs, because he don't have another person on the team that's really on his level, because Tyler Hero is in the locker room. Like, he's not coming out. So he going to have to do it. You know, he's going to have to figure it out like he's been doing this whole time, like he's been doing it this whole time. But that Denver game, the Denver and Lakers game, tomorrow gets on the Joker. It's going to be a different game. But see, that was an adjustment that they had to make, and they figured it out just a little bit too late. They figured, you know, Steve Kerr, he figured that out just a little bit too late. I mean, I didn't mean to say Steve Kerr. Darvis Ham, he figured it out just a little bit too late to switch him out. But now do they know that Carter Moore can slow Joker down just a little bit? Because like you said, they won the first three quarters. If they know that Carter Moore can slow the Joker down, now it's up to them to make some adjustments, which I know they are. They're going to make a whole lot of adjustments, you know, to get the ball rolling back on their end. The Lakers going to have to do a whole lot of work, and they got LeBron. He ain't getting no younger, but he ain't playing like he getting no younger either. So I don't know. It's a good matchup, and I think the Joker, they're not going to lose at home. I don't think they're going to lose at home. But if Hunter Moore play like he played in the fourth quarter, if he play like that for the whole game, then it's going to be a game to me.
Okay. Okay, I mean, I feel the same way. I feel the same way. Brother Ted, what's going on, bro?
Hey, Ted.
Take your phone off.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
Hey.
What's up, Ted?
I don't know who's all for everyone. Hello, good evening.
You sound like me, man. Like these games draining you, bro. You good?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I just woke up. You know, you got to definitely get a nap before these games, because they be on so late and stuff, you know, and going to the wee hours. But,
amen,
yeah.
For a nap. Amen for the nap.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, I would have taken a nap earlier, but Reese fried some chicken, so.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Hey, man.
My Betty
says
Victor Oladipo got hurt, so Jimmy has to carry the load, which is true.
Yeah.
And Tyler Hero. So both of them got hurt.
Yeah.
But what say you, Ted? I didn't mean to cut you off. What say you?
Well, to what? What's the question?
We're just talking about the conference game ones. Are you still with your choice for winners, or you have you switched up, or
well,
everything still on
well,
the same?
Well, that Miami and Boston, I hadn't really picked no one, man, because that's an up and down series to me, a tight one. Anybody can win that, but I had went with Miami last night, and so as far as Butler just got a toughness about him. You know what I'm saying? He won't be denied. And regardless of his shot on or whatever, he has been hitting that three. You know, he's just been playing ball. I'm just going to say that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And if that's not fixed, he will take it in and he can beat you all types of ways. But, you know, you got a difference in coaches, too. That's the big difference. When you got a coach who's been there and know what he's doing and what have you. And then what coach is going to let you go on a 45-point run? And I'm not calling the timeout to stop no bleeding. I mean, after you done ran 10 points on me, 6 points on me, you know, in a game like that, I'm calling timeout. You know, let's make some adjustments. So Boston is, like I said before, they're young. But if I said they're not young, yeah, they're young. They still young, you know. Taylor and them, they just had a taste of it kind of last year and this and what have you. But they, like I say, they young, you know. But then they don't make it no better with the coach they got in experience, you know, and what have you. So I think Miami going to pull it off because I just think Butler won't be denied, but Bam be just making me mad with his stupidness. I mean, he do one, you know, two good things and must do four bad things, you know. So he's up and down. But I think, if Paulson uses his bench a little bit more, I like to see Love a little bit more and what have you and stuff to bring him out on his shooting and stuff. So I just like to see Love, you know, a little bit more of Miami's people and stuff. But as far as Denver, I'm telling people longest about Denver. So, you know, LeBron, they looked okay. But as far as this Achimura thing, you know, I mean, it was only for, what, 4 possessions, five possessions, you know what I mean? You know, the most 6 possessions, you know. So as far as Achimura being the answer, I don't think so. And I think also the refs let them get away with more bodying than it did anything. Because if you body and beat like that, you better get a foul called on you. So they let Achimura, you know, do a little bodying, you know, on Joker and stuff. But trust me, Joker will put that footwork on him next game. So, not slow. He went.
Some adjustments in. Mm-hmm. I agree to it.
But
you gotta take this into account. Yes, you are absolutely right. It was only maybe 6 offense possessions that Achimura was able to do the work on the Joker that he did. But in these playoffs, we haven't seen anyone put up any type of resistance against the Joker. Now I'm with you 1,000. It was partly, this was gumbo. This was the gumbo defense because it was a part crowd, part refs not calling nothing, and part Achimura just being where he needed to be. So this was like a gumbo defense. I'll give you that. And I'm not going to look at this one sample as, Achimura the man. Because Joker is smart enough, well, he'll start passing that ball out of the double team and get his points, get his assist on with his team. So everybody's screaming. Everybody's screaming Achimura is the man. He shut Joker down and this and that and the third. I wouldn't say he shut Joker down. What I would say is he brought the first sign of resemblance of resistance to Joker's game. That's what I would say.
Well,
along with
well,
Can I say this? I'm gonna give Eric Spoelstra credit. I'm gonna speak on both teams, both games. I'm gonna give Eric Spoelstra credit for making the adjustment of having Adebayo bring the ball down the court, which opened up the paint for Miami in that third quarter and allowed them to make that run that they made. And like Charles said last night, when you're the superstar on your team, you shouldn't be looking. They shouldn't be looking for you to give you the ball. You should be asking for the ball. You're the superstar on the team.
Yeah.
You know, Charles said, he said, I would tell the guys in the locker room, hey, or on the sideline, hey, look, don't nobody else go for that ball. That's my shot. That's how you're supposed to be on the superstar. And the way I saw that fourth quarter, to me, it looked like everybody from Miami stepped up and Boston was just lost. I don't think it's because they are young. I think they just got out-coached last night and got outplayed. And I think it was something like Sis said, you know, Jimmy Buck is just playing his butt off right now. And he carrying the rest of the guys along with him. And what's his name? Lowry coming off the bench is a good move. He's coming off the bench, giving them 100%. Now, in the Denver.
I didn't mean to cut you off. That game was good.
Oh, no problem, sis. You good? The Denver-Los Angeles game? If I was Denver, I would be worried. And the only reason why I say this is because it looked like that L.A. was figuring them out towards the end of the game. And I was saying to myself, if LA can continue to get physical with them, can they slow them up enough to win a game in Denver? If they can win a game in Denver with what I saw in the last 10 minutes of that game the other night, then I think the LA got a chance of winning the Western Conference.
They got to pay. When nobody calling no fouls because it's LeBron James. You know what I mean? Like they gonna give him the blatant calls, but they're not gonna give him the ones that's really a foul. You know what I mean? Like those. They're not gonna do that.
Yeah, you right, sis. But we already discussed what the refs gonna do, so we can't even count on them for nothing. You know?
Right. That's facts.
Not Jeff Green, but Gordon. I was very disappointed in him the way he played from the other series. It looked like he was giving LeBron too much homage and everything, and not taking it to him like he was in awe, whatever. You know, he just wasn't himself like he looked at in the last series. You know, Joker was missing, you know, Carly would call it missed shots or whatever, but it looked like shots when Joker was trying to look like he was trying to give a pass to somebody, you know, which he was giving before, alley hoops or whatever, but some of them, they wasn't going for it, you know, going to, you know, meeting the ball or whatever. So, at least I don't know if it was nerve, but they whole Denver squad didn't play like they normally do. You know, Michael Porter selling for jump shots, you know, rarely did he take it inside. And then I didn't see him also cutting inside. He wasn't doing no cutting. And then he had Bruce Brown on the bench too long for me. That's your energy. That's your defense right there and stuff. So you need to bring them in. But I think Denver, as well as L.A. making adjustments, Denver's going to make adjustments. So, you know, it's going to be made for a good
series. They will have to.
Whatever. So I just think it'll make for a good series. But as far as Boston – I just think, you see Tatum in that game seven, he was moving around to get the ball. He was moving, he was cutting. If he didn't get it at that spot, he moved around and everything. He was moving. But this game he was selling. If he didn't get the ball, he just had his hands waving, three-quarter courts away, waving. You got to cut and move off pitch. But then also they coach. Supposed to design that play if you can't get them that ball, you know, take a timeout, you know. But the superstar, you say he's supposed to be able to get his and whatever and know,
you know, how that is. That's why I say, I mean, they've kind of been, they got a taste of it, but they still young as far as really know how to put it down when you get your neck on somebody's throat, you know. They don't have that killer instinct to me because they lit up. But then also you can think about it, they won a 7-game series. They might have been tired, you know. So, and might have been afraid.
It's the NBA playoffs. So maybe they just don't have that killer instinct. But I still don't think they're young. I don't think it got anything to do with them being young.
I don't disagree with you, Ed,
or argue with you, but I just feel like they might not have that killer instinct. That's all I'm saying. They might not have that killer instinct. But they've been here three times, man. These guys been here before. Tatum, Allen, they've been there before. Smart, they've been there. Horford, they've been there. All of them, they've been there. This ain't got nothing to do with being young.
What do we account in the fourth quarter, the three possessions, where Tatum had the ball and gave three turnovers, two travels, and a pass that Jimmy Butler was able to pick off? That was all Tatum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, look, all on Tatum. And guess what, though? But like you're saying, 57, Tatum them been here. But every time they've been here, this is what you get out of Tatum. It's like
exactly.
This is what he does.
That's what I'm saying.
He's right. He only 25. He's definitely young. I didn't even know he was that young.
You don't have old men winning titles. Young men do.
Exactly.
I mean, he's 25 years old, bro.
I'm just talking about this. Okay, they had the experience as far as having the taste of that, but to really be seasoned, they had a lot of different things.
Well, he
needs
to just wait until he's 35 and come back, and maybe he'll win one thing.
It's not that point. Mike didn't win one at 25. A lot of people ain't went. You know, it depends on the breaks of that, what have you. If you get lucky and win one young, but it's just the fact. I'm just saying, they just. Not as seasoned as you know. I mean, it's levels, as they say. You know, you like Doc when Doc was playing. You know, they couldn't get over Boston. They get there, they get to play L.A. They lose. You know what I'm saying? It's like he just time after time. They've been there three times, but all three you got to look at the bubble. Wasn't really much of an experience. It was a short experience. Then you had that year, the last year. Then you got this year. So that's only 3 years. I'm just saying, as far as for a makeup of a team who's really been gelling together, Denver been together with that little mob, you know, as far as Joker with them pretty much four. They got injured. They had an injury in the bubble situation, you know. So that's all I'm just saying. As far as
that team been together enough, man. The nucleus of that team has been together enough to
5 years.
They've been together enough. You know, they should know, and they've been in that arena enough. Your superstar can't be disappearing in the game like that. That's Tatum's fault. You can't just say it's age. He doesn't appear when the game is on the line. Tatum doesn't appear. He's a front runner.
Only thing I can say.
So that means when Embiid didn't show up, that was Doc's fault then. And I'm going back to the Sixers, but that was Doc's fault on Embiid and Harden. You say your superstar is supposed to do this and do that. I mean, y'all can't have it both ways, now.
Ain't nobody trying to have it both ways. You brought up the other scenario.
What I'm saying is, with the Boston, only thing I can attribute to them with this funk that they in is just about every year they have a different head coach. So that's the only thing that I can attribute to them and how they do things. But they've been together long enough to know how to do this. They've been together long enough. Like, I don't know how everybody keeps saying. Like, everybody keeps saying, they're young. Yeah, they're young with age, but they're not young in experience. They're not young with experience. Like, they just not. They're not young in experience. Their head coach is young, you know, and he's inexperienced.
Yes, right.
And he's young in
experience. You know, but they always keep having a different head coach.
There was a timeout that he called last night, right? And he was in the huddle with the guys. He just threw his clipboard and walked away. And all of
yeah, he did.
collectively looked at him like, dude, what the hell? What is that about? How are we going to win with you showing
exactly.
the head coach that type of
you out of control.
If you're showing that emotion, how are we supposed to win? You're supposed to be in this huddle telling us, hey, listen, y'all make sure Tatum get that ball, man. Tatum is our scorer.
Yeah.
That's who I want to have the ball. That's what a head coach is supposed to do. Now, Ted, I agree on the age thing, but I really look at the age and experience of that head coach. And as I said from Boston's first series, Udoka being fired, they did not allow that man to finish the job he started with that team.
That team,
and because they are a good team, and they have played together so long. A lot of times, you can roll the ball on the floor and let them go for theirs. But there's times when a coach's experience and knowledge of the situation comes into play. And that guy mm-hmm. just doesn't have it. To me, this is just what I'm saying.
That's true.
I couldn't believe it when he threw that clipboard. I was like, man, he just walked away.
I didn't believe that either.
You know what,
and I couldn't believe the camera recorded.
Yeah.
Yep, caught the whole thing.
Caught the whole thing, yep. But on Miami side, Jimmy Butler knows that Eric Spoelstra will get in his ASS at any given time
mm-hmm.
because he has done it. You know what I mean? Like, he's done that.
He threw his clipboard
so,
down last year.
Yeah,
but sis, look who they got.
We're talking about this year.
If you don't mind me saying, look who they got.
I'm just talking about the fact somebody threw their clipboard and they said,
I'm talking about,
you know what, I didn't say you did. I didn't, you know what, I'm good, okay.
You be too, come on, man. Really? Like, we ain't gonna have to do all that right now. Like, I know you're not. Look, I'm talking about Eric Spoelstra, right? Him and Jimmy Butler got a, you know, they got an understanding because 4 years ago, like, we going back, 4 years ago, they got into a fifth on the floor. And Eric Spoelstra wasn't backing down from Jimmy Butler. Like, he wasn't backing down from him at all. Like, I don't care you the star on the team. I don't care you going to get checked right now.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
I'm gonna be the one who checks you. So at some point, these stars, quote unquote, need to be checked. And if you ain't man enough, or the head coach ain't man enough to check you, then it's a problem. It's a problem. Like it's a big problem if you ain't willing to check your star on your team. It's a problem. That's
actually,
what I'm saying.
The Donis Hanson had checked him. It wasn't 4 years ago that
it was Eric Spoelstra, because I just looked at it. It was Eric Spoelstra, and it was a game that P.J. Tucker was on the team. Okay? So I know what I'm talking about. Eric Spoelstra and him got into a big argument on the floor of the game.
Held the game up. I remember
held
that game.
Held the game up. Yes. The refs and everything, everybody had to get in between them two.
Udonis Haslem, him and them got to arguing too.
Oh my! Okay, Udonis Haslem. Okay, you got it.
Spoelstra got into it with Jimmy Butler, but then when it went down, Udonis Haslem was taken up for his Spoelstra, his coach, telling Jimmy, "I will f you up.
Not the coach. Udonis Haslem. I wasn't even talking about him. I'm talking about a coach and a star player." A coach and a star player is what I was referring to. Udonis Haslem ain't no coach. He ain't no star player. He's just somebody that's on the team. He's on the team 20 years, sitting at the end of the bench.
Well, and we've all said that Udonis Haslem is like a player's coach. We've all said that.
Like,
so both incidents, the fact that he's not getting into any games. And every time out before the head coach comes and talks to the players, you'll see Udonis up in their face talking to them.
Yeah.
So I understand Ted's point, and I understand your point. Right now, we're talking about Boston and how – what is their coach's name again, y'all? I'm trying to remember his name. What's the head coach for Boston? The head coach for Boston. What's his name again?
Masua.
Who?
Masua.
Well,
I can't pronounce it, but that's it.
Masula. Lee
Mazzulla.
Yeah, something like that.
Masula. Yeah, I ain't want to call him little boy. Every time I look at him, I can see him asking for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Every time I see him, he reminds me of a kid at day camp asking for a peanut butter and jelly. But anyway,
Mazzulla,
he doesn't have the ear of those Boston players. And you can have all the experience in the world. Your leader has to have it. I liken it to the military during wartime. There are colonels who make final say-sos. Yeah, you have captains, you have lieutenants, but the final say-so goes on the colonel as the leader of that team. So the colonel of the Boston team, he's young, he's inexperienced, and throwing that clipboard last night showed me that the moment is just a little too big for him. It appears to be a little too big for him. Now, Denver and the Lakers, I think that so many people.
Yeah, he's only 34 years old. Half of the team is older than him, almost.
Between Denver and the Lakers, so many people want the Lakers to win that they're grasping this Hachimura thing. I think that's fool's gold. I seriously think that's fool's gold because I watched Joker season handle everything and anything that was thrown at this Denver team. And the reason I say this Denver team, because when teams decided, okay, we're going to put our biggest man as a secondary defense and our next to biggest man as the main defense on the Joker, what did he do? He started throwing assists. He started throwing assists to everybody. And one more thing, I just want to say one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
Embiid wanted to be the MVP.
Thank you.
He begged for it. He cried for it. He prayed for it. He asked for it.
Yes.
He got
yes,
that.
He
was happy.
Yes, he did.
He was happy.
We didn't hear Joker say anything about any award and what he wanted to finish the season as. We're seeing him put the work in for what he wanted to be, a champion.
Right.
So the Lakers, I want it to be a good series. I truly do. Because I don't want one squad to go into the finals with rest. I want both series to go seven games and then let the best of the best play after that seven game so we can really see who has it. And I'm sorry, for right now, out of all the four teams left, Miami is the only one that look like they really have it, y'all. To me, Miami is the only one that want it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I don't take anything away from Boston because Boston is doing it to themselves. Seriously, Boston is doing it to themselves. When you can go on a fast break and all of the other team is down court at their basket, and you got 3 to 4 players from your team still on the other side of the court. Come on, man.
Yes.
Come on, man. That says a lot. That says
a lot.
I normally do not agree with Kenny the Jet Smith at all. No, but he was dead on with that. He was dead on when he pointed that factor out and showed it on videotape. He showed them on videotape after the after the rebound. Miami go out for the fast break. All of Miami's team is past the half court line.
Mm-hmm.
Boston's still at underneath the basket. What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing? And as a head coach, that is something that you are supposed to address properly. You were supposed to call a timeout directly after that, and you cursed so much and got in their can so much that the cameras couldn't show you. The cameras couldn't show what's going on unless the only thing they show is the back of your head. And us professionals that grew up with those mamas, us professionals that grew up with those type of mamas, we knew exactly, we would have known exactly what he was saying by the movement of his head. You didn't see
that.
You didn't see that. We didn't see that. We just saw him let the game continue. Let it go on. Nah, bruh. No, bruh. You got to get into that thing. You got to be in that situation. You have to. They have to be rejuvenated through what you see.
That's true.
That's just my opinion.
Somebody brought up Doc Rivers. If I could just 30 seconds. We've been saying for the last couple of years. Now, I mean, I gave Doc Rivers a lot of leeway because of certain reasons, and we know what those reasons are. You know, now Doc had enough time to prove if he was a winner or not, because everywhere he went, he had a championship team waiting on him when he got there, and he couldn't win the big one. You know, he got to Philly, and he had enough time to win there. It comes to a point where you go, this guy can't coach. He don't know when to make adjustments. He didn't make the adjustments. He should have won a title in Philly 2 years ago with that team, even before they got rid of Ben Simmons.
That's true. I agree.
We all put a lot of blame on Ben Simmons. We put a whole heap load of blame on Ben Simmons, and we see now that Ben Simmons wasn't—he was a weak link to that team. I'm not going to take that away, but he wasn't the major leak as far as that team went, you know, because I just knew that team was going to win it all. And when they folded and debacled the way they did, I was like, wow, are you serious? Y'all just give up like that? And hey, they did. They did. All right, y'all. Great talk. Great NBA talk. Like I said, the game tonight between Denver and the Lakers, and then tomorrow night, Miami and Boston goes back at it. And I will be for all of that. Yes, I'm out.
Yeah.
All right. 563-999-3782. NFL, when we come back, y'all. I don't give a damn. Boy, Bobby. there will be joint practices this summer. We got the Jaguars will host the Detroit Lions. Yeah, we have, hold on, let me get the rest of the schedule. Hold on, y'all.
While he's going to get the schedule, y'all, I can pick up a shirt 1 for 22 for 30. I will be sure you can go on Kale's Corner, and you guys can pick out what color shirt you want and let me know what size you want. You got it, Kale?
How do you get one of them bear shirts?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. On the way. On the way.
How do you get one?
They come in all different colors, green, purple, yellow, red, gray, burgundy, orange, black, blue. Did I say green?
You have 8X?
Yes.
You have
8X.
Yes. Sir, I would have to put that
boy.
In for an 8X. You get on my nerves. You don't even wear no 8X.
Detroit is planning a joint practice with Jacksonville. The Dolphins don't know which team it's going to be yet. Falcons, the Texans, or the Jaguars. I guess is because the Jaguars are going against Detroit. They probably will only have the Falcons and the Texans to go against. The Rams will be holding a joint practice with the Raiders and Washington. Washington will be hosted by the Baltimore Ravens. Now, let me tell you why I'm happy about that, okay? We all know the Ravens, they what? Two things. A running team, which we had trouble with last year, that Atlanta Falcon game. The quarterback, the running back, the one point, everybody just got a free run against my defense last year with that Atlanta team. So we'll be strengthened in aspect. And the quarterback, an athletic, mobile quarterback. We all know Lamar Jackson is that. Now, I know it's just the off-season training situation. I get all of that, but I see enough plays with Lamar at the helm to where my guys can get a scent of what things to come. And the Buccaneers will host a joint practice with the New York Jets. It hasn't been finalized yet, but that is the team that the Buccaneers are trying to hold their joint practice with. So, yeah. And I hope that they televise every minute of the joint practices. I'm serious. I really, really hope they do.
What about the Steelers,
Kim? They don't have you guys on here.
They ain't have nothing.
They don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't have you guys on here. They got the Patriots, and who they could host: Detroit, Washington, Bears. But everybody is basically holding joint practices. It's between August the 15th and the 16th. So, and that's normally the last preseason game. So if you guys are hosting a joint practice, my guess would be whoever your last preseason opponent is, that's who you're going to host your preseason practice, joint practice with.
We used to practice with y'all a lot before y'all moved down to Richmond for the springs. Yeah, what would they call that? OTAs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, spring training, OTAs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, spring training. We used to practice against y'all when y'all was still in Asheville. But once y'all moved from there, y'all was too far away.
Ashburn, yeah.
Ashburn.
Yeah. I miss it too, 57. I miss Ashburn too. It's football and it's coming closer and closer, guys. It's coming closer and closer. They've already had the rookie mini camps, and, you know.
Yeah.
My youngin, Emmanuel Forbes, he just showed out. Now, I don't know if that's saying this quarterback isn't who we think he is or if Forbes is really that good of a talent. But we'll find out come the regular season because he was jumping routes and knocking balls down and intercepting them and everything. So I know Howell is saying, no, I'm a better quarterback than that. We were just in T-shirts and underwear, so nobody really cares. But hey, what you do, my coach used to always tell us, what you do in practice translates on to the field. So
yeah, that's true.
That boy showed his little rookie hind parts in practice. So, hey, who knows? Maybe good things really are to come with Emmanuel Forbes, you know? Maybe good things are to come. Him and I got the second draft pick we had, but he was another corner,
Forbes?
Undersized. No, not Forbes. The second dude we drafted.
Okay.
He was another guy, undersized, but he's showing good production and practice as well. So, you know, good things to come, Watson. Good things to come. And in other news, there has been a $1.5 billion offer. $1.5 billion offer to aid in the building of a new Washington stadium somewhere out of Virginia. So, you know, D.C., y'all say y'all want them. Step it up. Y'all need to come with 1.7 billion. You know, $1.
Can I give
more,
a...
So, go ahead.
Can I give a... I know this off topic, but forgive me. I'd like to give a shout-out to Wes Unseld Jr. for getting us the number 8th pick this in the draft this week. We might be able to do something.
Okay.
Man, we ain't getting
Wabiyambo.
Yeah, we got number 8, but we ain't getting Wabiyambo. That's what I want.
Nah,
Wabiyambo.
I want him too, Dale.
There has been kickback over him going to the Spurs because people are saying it's time for Popovich to go ahead and retire because he's so used to and they made the comparison of Belichick to Popovich. And they were saying that way of coaching, it doesn't translate anymore. These young guys will tell you to get the H-E double hockey stick out my face and save that old school coaching for old school players. This is a new generation. So we don't know what's going to happen, but there are a lot of people calling for Popovich to relinquish the throne in San Antonio. So that's going to be one that we're going to have to follow. That's one we're going to have to follow. And it's true. It's true. These new age players, you can't just to them any old type of way. No. Done nothing. They feel they've done something. So for you to come at them with that hard line of communication, I don't think it's going to pan well. I really, truly don't. It's going to pan well. And don't get me wrong, I believe in a coach being hard-nosed. I believe in a coach, you know, holding players accountable, as we were just talking about. I believe in that. But if you want the best from these guys, you almost have to be that type of coach that is just collaring more than criticizing. If y'all understand what I'm saying.
Definitely.
So that's, I think Pop's days are numbered with the Spurs. I truly do. Because I think about with him and Kawhi and how players tried to, you know, bring Kawhi around, and Kawhi basically came out and said, I won't play another game under this man. I don't want anything to do with him. I'm done trying to do what he wants done, and I'm done with it. And the next thing we know, he was traded. He was traded and then went and won a championship. So,
yeah.
You know, those are the type of things that make people look at the coach kind of side eye. You know,
uh-huh.
Now, in Popovich's favor, Kawhi has been hurt the majority of the time. He hasn't been available. And I always, y'all know me, the best ability is availability. And
yes.
And Kawhi has left a lot of playing time on the floor, unable to play. So, you know, it's kind of a wrong and right type situation. But I think this young man, Biyombo, coming from, France he's coming from, I don't think he's ready. I don't think he's ready for that hard nose in your face coaching that Popovich deals out.
That's how Murray was. Murray said he had to get away from over there. He went to Atlanta.
Yeah.
He couldn't take it. These guys ain't built like they was back in the '80s and nineties. They ain't built like that no more. These guys, they skin soft. They real soft and fragile, I should say.
They go
and
home and look in the mirror.
Guys, Kale, come on with the last word. I mean, go ahead and finish saying what you got to say, Kale.
They go home, look in the mirror, and relive that whole situation, that whole conversation. And everything Pop say, they say, and they say, I should have said this and I should have said that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah. Yes. Hey, I second that. I second that 300 times. I second that. But I'm going to give the last word to Mom Betty. She's online. I already prepped her. She already said what she had to say. And she wants everybody to know that the Baltimore Ravens is the sugar honey iced tea. And they're going to do some things this year. And that she loves all of you guys. She says, God bless you all. Have a great good night and have a great weekend. And she said, bless all of you guys over the weekend and look at all the sports your heart's desire.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Mom Betty.
Can have.
Okay, you guys? Right. So with that being said, thank you, Mom Betty, for your last word. DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today, more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. To blogtalkradio.com/UKaleMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. You guys, enjoy your weekend. It is so many sports activities that you can look at on TV. Get your popcorn and your favorite drink and a stick. Y'all know whatever stick you want to do, like cigar or your Marlboros, and enjoy all of the sports this weekend. And don't forget our sick and shut-in people, you guys. Don't forget the sick and shut-in. Say a special prayer for everybody. We love you guys. Kale, you have the very last word.
Hey, y'all. We come to the end of another week. Another Thursday/Friday episode. I want to thank you guys for Tuesday. I thank you guys for Thursday. And Tuesday coming up, I know we didn't talk MLB today, but I'm trying to fill up a little bit more. So So we'll have all this weekend and the stuff that we didn't discuss this week, past week, in the MLB to talk about. Have a safe weekend. If you love them, they should already know. And find new ways to show them. Find new ways to show them the love that you have for them. We'll check in with y'all Tuesday at 5 a.m. Good Lord willing. Everybody have a blessed one. Thank you again. I can't express that enough. Thank you.
Get up. For real. Come on. A hard time if your motion is still. Let me move some things around because the lyrics is ill. Abstract, you know my sticky D in here. Get on and swear it's f***ing here. But yo, your girl just moved. There's a joint in the club and the car for crew. Bruh, look, the movement is on. My man and mommy's in Victoria's song. I get my rhyme on dust. Guaranteed to make it right if your night is a bust. You vibrant and you fresh and all. Original to say the least that you've impressed them all. Come on. Rapping sharp than they thought, finding it very hard to make it over the wall. Hey, get your weight up, my motto you heard. And I grown a jazz me at the felonious words, huh? The girls moving around, if you see your main dog, it's the brother of town. And just, breathe and stop, for real, and give it what you got. And just, breathe and stop, for real, and give it what you got. And give it what you got, and give it what you got. And give it on the block, and give it what you got. Another thrill, you would mean it's the eye. I wanna feel you the biggest style. Your Prada dress or your Gucci bag. For the polo jeans or a doobie bag. You hold the door, alright? We coming to try to hold it down for the night. Big move got the G like he got the and girl, you got the gift. Turn it over the page. Usher in all of y'all to a brand new age where status really don't matter. Everybody get right to the pitter and patter. Come on. Make a move, setting precedence. Get to ring your residence. The whole thing is decadent. And the feeling is true. I'm seeing me and my crew. You seeing black and blue. So let's go for the ride. Strap yourself in tight. And if you're bonafide, then just breathe and stop. For real. And give it what you got. And just breathe and stop. For real. And give it what you got. And give it what you got. And keep it making it hot. Cause you on the block. And give it what you got. Come on.
Give it what?